more than the disruption of pipeline construction, the Westerners on the Mall were concerned about spills of bitumen. A million-barrel bitumen spill from an oil sands pipeline into Michigan's Kalamazoo River in 2010 required 5 years of cleanup and 6 years to reach a financial settlement with the pipeline company. The proposed Keystone route goes across the Ogallala Aquifer, the enormous groundwater deposit beneath the U.S. Great Plains, and source of irrigation for one of the most agriculturally productive regions in the world. Air travelers from the coasts see green circles below on the golden-brown plains, the mark of center-pivot irrigation, usually from the Ogallala. I would come to know the land these people cared about so deeply. A month after the Mall demonstration, I rode my bicycle across the Oyate Trail, the Trail of Nations, in southern South Dakota. It draws its name from the Lakota Sioux Nations that this road connects, from the Pine Ridge to the Rosebud to the Yankton. Keystone is due to come through the Rosebud, and many of the Lakota on the Mall had come from there. I would spend my Memorial Day riding there. It wasn't my first long bike ride. The year I retired, I rode 4,200 miles from Delaware to Oregon, looking at climate change along the way and talking with people about it. The book about that ride is called A Hole in the Wind. Since then, distance cycling has become a passion, but it was my background in climate science that led me to the original cross-country trek. I had spent 25 years working for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, including 3 years as director of the UN Global Climate Observing System in Geneva, Switzerland. April 2014 wasn't my first Keystone demonstration either. Back when I worked in climate science, our job was to lay out the facts, to describe how climate was changing and what was causing it. I didn't advocate for any policy actions, either publicly or as a private citizen. Yet the human fingerprint on climate was unmistakable, in particular, the burning of fossil fuels. I had been part of the large scientific community that highlighted climate change as a problem. Now, I wanted to be part of the solution. In the autumn of 2011, after returning from my retirement ride, I helped carry a giant plastic pipeline around the White House in a march along with 15,000 others in a Keystone protest.